This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
For the first time in five decades, Congress is holding a hearing on UFOs today. Arkansas Republican Congressman Rick Crawford chairs the House Intel Subcommittee.
The intelligence community must balance addressing known threats to our national security with preventing technical surprise. We must continue to follow the facts where they lead us and ensure that there are no technical surprises. The IC must take it seriously when there are credible observations of phenomena that seem to perform in ways that could pose a threat to safe flight operations, or they could be signs of a foreign adversary's attempt to develop a strategic technological surprise against the United States.
Research into UFOs has ramped up since a report revealed that the Pentagon has a secret research office dedicated to looking into the phenomena. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden currently on their way to Buffalo, New York. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
A federal judge is expected to rule sometime this week whether the Title 42 border restrictions will remain in place. The pandemic-era policy makes it easier to keep illegal immigrants from claiming asylum in the United States. The United States reached a grim milestone of 1 million coronavirus deaths, according to data compiled by the CDC. And with COVID cases on the rise once again, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the situation is a tricky one, but emphasize the importance of getting vaccinated.
The thing that we have to remember, and we keep saying from here, is that people have to get vaccinated, they have to get boosted. That is the way to really start moving forward from COVID, and that's been the president's focus in putting together a comprehensive strategy to make sure that that is happening.
The 7-day average of COVID deaths is 296. This is USA Radio News.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Three Republicans are running neck and neck in a close race for the U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania. Dr. Mehmet Oz is one of those running against David McCormick and Kathy Barnett in the primaries. He joins Fox News to explain why he's a better candidate.
I'm that bold voice President Trump called out that we need to have in Washington, D.C. to represent our Pennsylvania values. We got to be pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, pro-energy. I want to make us the land of plenty again by reducing regulations and incompetence. So we don't have to worry about affording gas or, my goodness, finding baby formula.
Dr. Oz has the endorsement from former President Donald Trump, which has helped him in the polls. The Supreme Court ruled Monday that a law limiting how much money earned after an election campaign can repay loans with is unconstitutional. The 6-3 ruling sided with Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz, who was at the center of the case after loaning his campaign $260,000, $10,000 above the legal limit. Cruz explains why the ruling will help make it a lot easier for challengers to take on career politicians.
it becomes a lot easier for citizens to say, all right, I'm fed up with the direction our country is going, and I'm going to go campaign and throw the bums out. And the more of that you have, the stronger our democracy is.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, we do, ladies and gentlemen, because that's what's going to benefit all of America, getting this country back on track. Now, what does that look like? It doesn't look like where we are right now, right? I think most of the country realizes, about 80%, that we're on the wrong track. So what are we going to do about it? We've got a midterm coming, and I understand everybody I speak with, it seems, it doesn't matter what side you're on, has their doubts about the legitimacy because of what happened in 2020 of, the voting process. What's going to happen? I mean, Dr. Fauci again is warning of a new virus that will be coming in the winter months. Oh, just in time for the midterms. Isn't that convenient? And of course, that will open the door to all kinds of pressures and all these bad habits and things that we should have known better because there had already been studies about mail-in voting en masse, like what happened, that it opens the door to all kinds of illegitimacy and voter fraud. And, of course, all you got to do is see 2,000 mules, and you'll say, well, doggone it. The mules got it. The mules are right. I'm telling you. Raul Reyes is with us right now. He's a Patriot candidate fighting for America on our southern border. And he's reporting on these things because he's seeing them every day. I mean, he's an eyewitness to this. This incredible, I mean, call it incompetence, call it what you want. I think it's, you know, to say that it's incompetent, I think gives these politicians and the Democratic Party way too much credit. Because this is being done by design. Raul, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it all the way down here from Texas, Central Texas. Good to be on your show, sir.
Well, I'll tell you, people are really outraged, and we're feeling, you know, the heartache of young parents who are running all over their states looking for baby formula, and then we get reports that the president is shipping baby formula en masse to illegal immigrants. Are you seeing this to be the case as well?
We are. In fact, my niece just had a beautiful baby boy here about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, and here for the last week or so, they've been scurrying, looking at all the stores, and they can't find anything. And so, again, you know, this is the treasonous act that is the Biden administration. You know, you go back 2 or 3 years ago, we were flying high with a great economy, the border was secured, but all of a sudden here, you know, we're in a mess. And of course, I'm not sure if you knew this, but I'm running for state senate down here in District 24.
Yes.
And part of why we're running is because we've jumped in as patriots, as like the rest of America. We have had enough. Of course, Texas is it's got the preponderance of the border, and it's a mess down here. All that is purposeful. The invasion of America is happening right underneath our noses, and we're allowing it to happen. I believe that Texas can do something, and one of them is to declare an invasion and start detaining and deporting illegal aliens here ourselves. Because, look, the Constitution is very clear. But everything on the border is going to affect, you know, what's on the shelves, our elections, you know, and, of course, the safety and security of all citizens, not just Texans. But, you know, we've got a lot of folks running in here. We haven't vetted them. We don't know if they're terrorists. We don't know if they're cartel. And if you go to the border, like I've been there numerous times, what you're going to see is military-age men. And I tell folks, look, about 6 months, 8 months ago, we saw a lot of Haitians under the international bridge in Del Rio, Texas. But what if that was Chinese or Russians? Would you then declare an invasion of America? Because that's really what's happening. And the Biden administration has made it very clinical. And by that, I mean they've got buses. Everything's very procedural. So if you go down to Del Rio, Eagle Pass, or McAllen, you see a very process-oriented invasion of America. You would think there's nothing going on. But what happens is they cross over at 1-2 in the morning, large amounts of people. They get processed, and by the time you go to work at 8 o'clock in the morning, you might see one bus that's rolling down the interstate. This is happening in the middle of the night. The invasion of America is happening. That's not conspiracy. That's what's happening here. The Biden administration is at fault, and you've got patriots like myself running at the state level to try to do something to push our Republican leadership down here to do more.
It's got to be a serious push. There's no doubt about it. I just want to also add, Raul Reyes is a Air Force lieutenant colonel, retired. He took an oath of office to defend our Constitution against enemies, foreign and domestic. And I will tell you, anybody that has been in the military and has raised their right hand and taken that oath of office, and you know me as a former Marine, that oath never expires. And so Raul lives his life on a daily basis to that sworn oath, and now he wants to take that passion and his experience and leadership into the Texas State Senate as representing District 24. And Raul, you know, we look at all that the Biden administration and the Democrats have done in destroying we're literally destroying our country, from energy independence, securing the border, Middle East peace about ready to break out, job creation like never before, and even with minorities, blacks, Hispanics, all on down the line, we had prosperity in abundance until COVID-19, which we still don't understand its origin. But the Democrats, being who they are, will not let any good crisis go to waste. Maximize that opportunity. They committed voter fraud, which is clearly evident and reinforced by Dinesh D'Souza's new movie, 2000 Mules. And look, at on the surface, we look and we say, how do the Democrats have a chance? Conservatives and the Republican Party should execute a shellacking of just historic measure at the midterms. Well, it is all teed up. But go ahead. I want you to respond to this, because we have high expectation here, but I'm nervous about the high expectation. Go ahead.
Well, and Bill, thanks. That's the conundrum we find ourselves. Look, why anybody would vote Democrat anymore is beyond all of us. And the reality is, if you look at the Texas primary 1 March numbers, we had something like 7.8% people came out to vote. That's ridiculously low. And what is that telling us? And across America, election turnout is just low. And you should have a lot of Republicans, conservatives coming out. But here's the problem with that. Here in Texas, for instance, and 2000 Mules is a fantastic movie. If you haven't seen it, everybody ought to go see it. It's the reality of what has happened. But here in Texas, for instance, everybody thinks, well, Texas is solid red. Let me say this. In the last legislative session, Republicans reduced felony penalties on that integrity voter bill that we passed. At the last minute, they amended it to reduce it to misdemeanor. So if illegal aliens vote, they get a misdemeanor, and it's not a deportable offense, you see? So you have to ask yourself, why is that happening? Now, let's go back to the low voter turnout and what you're talking about. Why would anybody vote for a Democrat? The answer is,
we got about a minute left, Raul, in this segment. Go ahead.
I'll do it quick. They're not. But here's the thing. When you offer rhino Republicans and establishment Republicans in the primaries, and they actually get to November, you have a choice between social socialist Democrats and establishment rhino Republicans that have proven to do nothing while they're in office. So this is why you're seeing low voter turnout. People don't trust Republicans as much as they don't like Democrats, is the point. And we have got to change that. That's why I'm in the race. We're trying to get to November and change things. There's problems in Texas, folks, and patriots like myself are trying to get to there.
And, Raul, on the other side of the break, I want to talk about some chinks in the armor of Donald Trump here that are being exposed that make you wonder that, you know, we talk about rhino Republicans, and you question whether or not the former president is maybe losing some of his ethos, maybe compromising some of his values. We'll talk more about it with Raul after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Seekers meetings are a core component of the Tide discipleship activities in India. They provide an amazing opportunity for listeners to learn more about God and Christian beliefs. It also gives curious listeners the opportunity to get answers to their questions about this Jesus they've been hearing about through the Tide Gospel radio broadcasts. Over the last 2 years, COVID protocols seriously impacted the number of Seekers conferences we could sponsor. But more recently, we've been able to resume this critical outreach. And the great news is that during a recent series of Seekers meetings, 41 people accepted Christ as their personal Savior. What a joy it is to help people find hope and purpose in life, and to have them join us in worshiping our Heavenly Father. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in India whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Welcome back. fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Raul Reis continues with us. Raul Reis, I say. I say Raul Reis because there's a pastor in Southern California named Raul Reis. He's a I don't know if you know Raul, but he is a pick and hoot. And I've known him for a number of decades, and he has a very vibrant church out in Chino, California. It's just unbelievable, but just a very, very dear man of God. So if I mix you up with him, be blessed, Raul, because he's one of us. He's a good guy. Raul Reis.
Just don't call me Joe Biden. We're going to be
good. Oh, Lord have mercy, or Brandon or whatever, you know, exactly. Yeah, without a doubt. Well, Raul is an Air Force, former Air Force Lieutenant Colonel. He's running for Texas State Senate District 24. He has the endorsement of former National Security Advisor, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, who just last week toured the border with the Colonel and saw the devastation swampy politicians have wrought on this country. What a special time for you to meet with General Flynn. No doubt. I mean, I saw from day one how he was mistreated, how they hotboxed him, how they threatened his family, and, you know, for what? You know, for something that Democrats barely got a slap on the hand for, but they took him to the woodshed, and they all but filleted him.
Yeah, and let me tell you, when we were down on the border, what we showed him was some realities. Look, everybody, we have a thing called Operation Lone Star here that Abbott has put in place. And, you know, we've thrown $3.2 billion at it to secure this border. And that's a misnomer because what's happening, Bill, is really Operation Lone Star sort of just makes it more procedural. And it keeps illegal aliens from, you know, coming into communities because they catch them on the river. They give them back to DHS or Border Patrol. They fingerprint them, and guess what? They still end up in buses into the interior of America. So the invasion continues regardless of whatever we Texans are doing here. So whenever you hear the successes and the rest of Operation Lone Star, the bottom line is people are still coming in, 7,000 people a day. When Title 42 goes away, we're expecting, and by the way, this is DHS numbers, not Raul. 20,000 a day. That's 600,000 people, folks. We're not going to be able to sustain that. Border Patrol's already maxed out. And when General Flynn goes to look at this, we're showing them the reality. So for everything everybody hears that Texas is doing, we're sort of just sugarcoating a lot of things. And I'm of the mindset if we get to the Texas State Senate, we're trying to push a guy, the most powerful guy in Austin or the state of Texas, in the way we legislate and do executive legislative sessions is Dan Patrick, the lieutenant governor.
Yes.
So my goal is to get there and push him to declare an invasion because the Constitution is clear. When the federal government fails or won't or doesn't do what they're supposed to, we never abdicate our sovereignty and our defense of our citizens. And Biden has failed to not only defend our citizens here in Texas, but the entire United States. In fact, it's very treasonous. You know this. And General Flynn is a great patriot. He has endorsed this. And, of course, you're right. They Kavanaugh him. They Trump them. You know, it's everybody that's ever been ruined by the left. They're trying to do the same thing here with me. And if you're a conservative patriot and you run for any, you know, congressional or state level seat and they know you're a patriot, they're going to run you over. That's what they're doing here. And guess what? Some of our worst enemies are the establishment elitists. I call them the country club Republicans. But
right.
That's across America. And unfortunately, Donald Trump has endorsed a lot of these people because he's trusting people like Dan Patrick. And I call him the Kevin McCarthy of Texas because, again, Kevin misled, Donald Trump in 2020 and endorsed something like 40 or 50 rhinos. They're the ones that impeached them, who voted for the January 6th commission. And they're the ones that became the A2 Brutus of his administration because, again, he trusted the wrong people for the advice. And but to be clear, everybody should know I called myself a Trump Republican, a MAGA America First candidate. We love the MAGA policies. If Mr. President, if you're listening, you're crushing us. You got to stop listening to these people. You got to start working with real patriots that know who the conservatives are so we can get to state level positions and actually turn this ship around because the Titanic is sinking and Joe Biden is driving the boat into the water.
Well, to your point, Raul, according to Border Patrol, we've got 162 countries are represented in this undeclared invasion of our southern border. 162 countries. I mean, you're like playing Russian roulette here. You have no idea with these people what they represent. I mean, anything, even from health. What kind of diseases are they bringing in that we aren't used to? I mean, we've had outbreaks of diseases that we haven't had in our country for decades now. And could illegal aliens coming in from third world countries bring those diseases in the country? Likely so. You know, we've got sex trafficking going on. China loves it, and the cartel loves all the fentanyl that's being shipped in and has now become the number one killer of our young people, 18 to 45. I mean, last year, 80,000 overdoses from fentanyl alone. And do you think that anybody in our government would be throwing their bodies across the border right now to save our kids? Heck no. No, let's just leave it open and be like a bunch of bullfighters and say ole and let them all come in. And then on top of that, as if that's not enough, Raul, let's go ahead. Let's lift Title 42. The only thing that's kind of left to slow this thing down. Let's go ahead and do that. You're going to tell me everybody in the interior of Central America has not gotten the memo that Title 42 is going away?
Well, Bill, we're hearing reports, and we had some Border Patrol agents that talked to us, and what they said on a couple of occasions when they processed an illegal alien, the face and fingerprints were already showing up in their system, and they were the first, they were first-time catch. And what's happening here, if you listen to a guy named Ben Berquam, they're part of a, outlet news that they're always on the border. Mm-hmm. But Ben went all the way to Panama and documented that DHS is already out there processing folks. So by the time they get to places like, Del Rio, Eagle Pass, McAllen, along the Texas border, they're already in the system. And you have to wonder, that's probably true, because when we go down and we're documenting all these things either on video or just, assessing things, it's very procedural. These people come in. It doesn't take long to fingerprint them, probably because they've already been fingerprinted in places like Ecuador or Panama. All this stuff that we're looking at. But here's the thing, folks. There is something we can do, and the frontline right now person, a state entity that can do something is the great state of Texas. But we don't have enough brass knuckles in Austin, Texas, with our Republican leadership. So for everybody who's out there, I'm a solid Republican, Trump Republican, MAGA, but we have some weakling, I call them squishy Republicans, that have no backbone. Squishy Republicans in Austin, Texas, who won't declare an invasion and put a stop to all this. Because you're right, this border mess impacts taxes. Who's going to pay for all this? And then, of course, diseases, health. I mean, we're all still being told to wear a mask in a lot of places in America while everybody's coming in here without, checking their health or anything. And there is no assimilation process. When you do this, you end up like France and Germany. Remember Angela Merkel let a lot of people into her country and almost destroyed. Actually, probably has already. But this is what it looks like when they California, not just Texas, but the entire United States. That is their goal, no doubt. That is exactly it. And
Raul, real quick before we forget, tell everybody how they can support your cause, the website, and where they can donate.
Yes, sir. So it's Reyes, the number 4, Texas. It's R-E-Y-E-S, not Reese, like the good pastor in California.
Yeah, right.
R-E-Y-E-S, the number 4, Texas.com. Go there, check us out. You'll see who we are. Hit the donate button if you can do that for us. We could use some help. We are up against the establishment candidate. Dan Patrick has selected the next senator for this district. They're bucking him here. Our voters are going to come out and vote. But Reyes, number 4, Texas.com. If you just hit Reyes 4, Texas anywhere, Instagram, Facebook, you'll see me throwing down against the establishment. Folks, if we're going to fight Democrats, we need to get some strong, patriot Republicans into these state levels like Texas, or else you can't go do battle with weak, squishy Republicans.
Without a doubt, Raul Reyes says, in the fight on our behalf, ladies and gentlemen, get behind his candidacy, support the cause, because we need to be serious about promoting true conservatives, true MAGA warriors that believe in America first. Raul, thank you so much. Godspeed, my friend. Take care.
You as well. God bless you. Thank you.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history.
And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
For the first time in five decades, Congress is holding a hearing on UFOs today. Arkansas Republican Congressman Rick Crawford chairs the House Intel Subcommittee.
The intelligence community must balance addressing known threats to our national security with preventing technical surprise. We must continue to follow the facts where they lead us and ensure that there are no technical surprises. The IC must take it seriously when there are credible observations of phenomena that seem to perform in ways that could pose a threat to safe flight operations, or that could be signs of a foreign adversary's attempt to develop a strategic technological surprise against the United States.
Research into UFOs has ramped up since a report revealed that the Pentagon has a secret research office dedicated to looking into the phenomena. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden currently on their way to Buffalo, New York. You're listening to USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Before the top of the hour, 32 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. You know, as Memorial Day approaches, planning for summer travel is underway with the lifting of mask mandates. How can people remain safe throughout their busy travel season? That's the question. Vaccines provide strong protection from the risk of severe disease, hospitalization, and death from COVID, and being boosted offers the best defense. Yet some people who are eligible for a booster have not yet gotten one. Now, trusted medical experts are here to discuss the importance of boosters and ways to stay healthy as the COVID pandemic evolves. Now, our trusted expert is Dr. Dale Bretzler, who's the University Chief COVID Officer with the College of Medicine and Public Health Medicine at the University of Oklahoma Health Science Center. Dr. Bretzler, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Yeah, good morning.
Well, I think that people may be surprised that 3/4 of American adults, 2/3 of all Americans, have been vaccinated, and over 100 million have gotten boosters. Is that right?
That's correct. We haven't done quite as well in Oklahoma. Only about 2/3 of Oklahomans people that are 18 and over have received at least 2 doses of the vaccine, and our booster rate is only about 40% in Oklahomans 18 years of age and older. So we still have opportunities to improve vaccination distribution and getting more people boosted.
Is the reticence there, particularly in Oklahoma, because you brought that up, Doctor, is it because Oklahoma did a good job in managing, you know, COVID infection to begin with?
Well, what I think we did well at the start of the pandemic was we were very effective at rolling out vaccines quickly. And mm-hmm. I think many Oklahomans remember that it was frequently reported that Oklahoma was ahead of the pack early during the pandemic when vaccines were first available. We really had multiple very highly effective and efficient vaccine programs across the state. And a lot of people got vaccinated quickly. But over time, we've fallen behind. Our vaccination rates have dropped off. And you quoted the statement that three-quarters of Americans had been vaccinated. But in Oklahoma, again, when you look at the 18 and over age group, it's only about 69% or just over two-thirds of Oklahomans have received the first two doses of the vaccine.
Now, Doctor, you've been studying this, so you know better than most of us, if not all of us, on this issue. But the question that keeps coming up on our show is, what about natural immunity? Why has there not, after 2.5 years, been a deep dive study on natural immunity?
Well, there actually have been multiple studies now on the impact of previous COVID infection, and it's changed over time, the results. So if you think back to the very first big surge of COVID-19 we had, and then remember in the summer we had that big surge of Delta infections, what we learned at that time was that previous infection with COVID from the original virus didn't seem to provide that much protection, particularly when it came to the Delta virus. And there were studies that showed that people who were vaccinated, even if they had previously had COVID, had much better protection. It changed a little bit with Omicron in December, January, because infection with Omicron did seem to provide some protection against subsequent infections. But still, the studies now are consistently showing that even if you've had COVID already, if you get the vaccine, it reduces your chance of getting infected again by about half.
Mm-hmm. Well, and of course, when we talk about getting infected, you know, we look at the entire spectrum. What does that mean, you know, in terms of hospitalization, you know, and to what severity of infection if you get reinfected? Do you have an analysis and breakdown on that?
Yeah, so certainly we know that if you get COVID-19, there are certain risk factors that put you at greater risk of being hospitalized, having complications, or even dying from the disease. Certainly age is the biggest predictor, but also conditions that are common in Oklahoma, diabetes, obesity, chronic lung disease, kidney and liver disease, and certainly anybody who's immunosuppressed. Those patients are at greater risk of the complications of COVID-19 if they get infected and have a much greater risk of dying, particularly if they're not vaccinated. The one thing that's really become clear now, even though today, if you go get a COVID shot, you're still getting the same COVID shot that we were giving in December of 2020 when the vaccines first came out. We haven't changed the vaccines, but they're 90% effective if somebody has had three doses, the original two plus a booster, at keeping you out of the hospital and preventing complications of the disease. So being vaccinated is by far your best protection against the complications of this disease.
What do people need to understand about the possibility of new variants or subvariants? Because even Dr. Fauci is saying that we could have one here coming upon us in third quarter.
Yeah, so right now in Oklahoma, I think a lot of the new cases, because we're seeing cases now go up in Oklahoma, are being driven by a new subvariant of the original Omicron variant. It's called BA.2.12.1. It's highly contagious, 23 to 25% more contagious than the original Omicron. And remember what happened in December and January. We had one day in Oklahoma where 15,000 cases were confirmed in one day.
Wow.
So these new subvariants are very, very contagious. And the most recent data from the CDC this past week showed that 22 to 23% of all of the new infections in Oklahoma, and at least in this region of the country, country are now due to this new sub-variant of Omicron. I think the other thing I'm concerned about, though, we saw it before. Remember, the continent of Africa had only 4% vaccination rate of the entire continent, and then we saw Omicron come out of South Africa, outside of South Africa and Botswana. Now we have huge outbreaks happening in China and Korea, and is there a possibility that the virus will continue to mutate, particularly when it can spread rapidly? So it's very, very difficult to prevent a new variant from somewhere else in the world coming into our country and spreading.
Exactly. He's University Chief COVID Officer at the Colleges of Medicine and Public Health Medicine at the University of Oklahoma Health Science Center. Dr. Gail Bratzler is our guest and updating us on why you should get vaccinated and boosted. I take it, Dr. Bratzler, that your experience says these vaccines and boosters, this is something that we're going to have to live with, and this is the right choice for this time.
Yeah, absolutely. When I'm teaching medical students, I tell them all the time now that for the rest of their career, when they see a person come in who has shortness of breath, cough, particularly viral symptoms, COVID-19 is going to have to be in their differential diagnosis because we are not going to eliminate this virus, and it's going to continue to mutate over time. So I think it's likely that we will have to take boosters into the future, but nobody today can tell you whether we're going to have to take it annually. We just don't know yet, but I think it's likely that there will be boosters over time to help us keep up with the new variants that occur with this particular virus.
We got about a minute left. How can people travel safely this summer, Doctor?
Yeah, well, by far the most important thing, of course, is to get vaccinated, and I strongly encourage people who are eligible. If you haven't had a booster dose, please get it because it really adds to your immunologic protection. The second thing, I will be wearing a mask when I fly later in June because if you're close to somebody, there is no other way to prevent yourself from breathing in the droplets or aerosols that come out of the mouths of the people around you. The planes have done a good job of trying to improve airflow, but wearing a mask, particularly when you're in tightly packed areas, I think is really, really important. And then all the other things your mom said, wash your hands,
Yeah, those common sense things, right? We've got to come back to common sense and up our hygiene game. And I think we've done a good job overall, but we need to remain vigilant, that's for sure. Dr. Dale Bratzler has been our guest. Doctor, where can the people go for more information? 10 seconds left.
Yeah, vaccines.gov to find vaccines, or in Oklahoma, you can go to vaccinate.oklahoma.gov. to get vaccines.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happens. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. Spring is officially here, and Amazon Layaway is helping you get warm weather ready. With Amazon Layaway, you can reserve items by paying 20% of the price, followed by 4 equal payments over 8 weeks. Visit Amazon.com/layaway to shop everything from vacuums, kitchen appliances, and closet organizers to lawn equipment, grill accessories, and patio furniture. Amazon Layaway offers thousands of must-have home essentials from favorite brands like Black & Decker, Weber, and Craftsman. It's payment flexibility without credit checks, interest, or cancellation fees. Simply reserve your items by choosing the Reserve with Layaway label near the product name to place your layaway order and begin payments. Once payments are complete, items will ship with the speed and convenience of Amazon that you know and love. Amazon layaway may not be available to all customers. Terms and conditions apply. Visit amazon.com/layaway to learn more.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and we've got Rachel Alexander with us, the attorney, contributor to Town Hall, WMD, Christian Post Newsmax, and a reporter at the Arizona Sun-Times and Star News Network. Rachel, how are we doing?
I'm doing good. Dinesh D'Souza just tweeted out my article about 2,000 mules, so I'm pretty happy.
Well, no, hey, that's excellent. We had a chance to talk with Dinesh before the movie came out. And, boy, I'll tell you, on one hand, disappointing there was only a couple hundred theaters that showed it. But now it's available, you know, online. It's streaming. You can get it out there. I've encouraged pastors to show it to their congregation. And Dinesh and the team are very cooperative with churches who are showing it. And they say, look, it's on the honor system. Just send a spot. $5 per individual who happens to be there in the audience, and we'll call it a day. You can show it to all your church members that want to attend. So, you know, we just got to get the word out there because, you know, the evidence is just so compelling, Rachel. You know, from my perspective, you're an attorney, so what do you think about the evidence that's shown there?
Of all the evidence I have seen of voter fraud until this movie, I have seen how it wouldn't hold up in court because the lefty judges and the lefty well-funded attorneys were always able to find some bogus technical excuse to kick it out. But I feel like this is finally the one piece of evidence they cannot refute. You just can't get around GPS data, especially when it's coming from the state.
Right, exactly. Yeah, you know, True the Vote had collected the most comprehensive amount of data, trillions of bytes of information that they have. I think Doug Phillips said that probably the largest database on the 2020 election anywhere on the planet, right?
Yes, they have really gone the extra mile, and they had to. If they didn't go the extra mile, we couldn't defeat all these big pockets on the left and their, you know, left-controlled judiciary. So they've done it, and I can't wait till they release all of that data, because I'm sure you've heard they're going to release all of their data soon, not just the portion for the movie.
Well, exactly. I mean, even for Georgia, who, you know, responded to Donald Trump when Donald Trump, you know, and I understand why he said, hey, go find me 12,000 votes. I mean, it wasn't like, hey, go make them up or pull them out of somebody's desk drawer or something like that. I mean, it was, come on. You know, there's got to be some discrepancy there. And their answer was, well, we did look at it and there were only two people that were dead that shouldn't have voted. So, I just say, look at the fact that you even have two dead people, the fact that you even have 3 million invalid registrants to vote in California that you'll admit to, and you say, okay, we'll clean up half of that, and the casualness, and of course, we've known for years what's gone on in Pennsylvania, for example, the voter fraud there. I mean, Rachel, I don't know if you remember, but to me, I was outraged when I had discovered that there were 58 voting districts in Pennsylvania that had voted, I think this was in 08, 100% for Barack Obama. 100%. I said, that is mathematically and reasonably incredible. It's just impossible to occur if it wasn't for voter fraud. But, you know, what's happened is we just say, okay, we just leave a little creep here, a little creep there. And they even said this year, which I thought was interesting, they even admitted, I say they, you know, the people who said that voter fraud doesn't exist, that John F. Kennedy won because of voter fraud in Illinois and also Texas. If it hadn't been for voter fraud in those two states, JFK would not have been the president in 1960. It would have been Richard Nixon. And they just say, as a matter, you know, it's okay, you know, like, wait, are you kidding? Come on, really?
Right. And the thing is they're able to, like, fool naive people because, you know what, most of us are pretty good people. We have good intentions. We don't want to commit crimes and commit sins. So people don't want to believe this about the far-left activist Democrats. I think that's what it comes down to. They've been able to get the people to jump up, the apathetic people, you know, who just sit back on their couch potatoes and watch entertainment, you know. That's the people you got to get to swing the needle. And it's hard to get them to care because, first of all, they don't believe it. And second of all, they're not interested in politics.
Well, look at Liz Cheney, all the mushy people on the right even, who are complicit in this fraud. I mean, what are they going to do? What standing do they have? You know, and, you know, this is all, you know, everybody folded. Instead of holding their ground, knowing, I mean, they had to know that voter fraud existed. I mean, there was just too much evidence. You had 1,000 sworn affidavits. You had all this evidence. I mean, you know, why do you shut down voting in the middle of the night except, you know, and all this stuff, the voter fraud, you know, awareness that we knew that was going to be, you know, coexistent with mail-in voting. I mean, there was already research, empirical evidence and studies to that end. But no, they let it go through. And now here we've got this, you know, this assigned president that is killing our country right now.
Always wondered about those rhinos like Liz Cheney, and I think it comes down to two things for most of them. I think it's either follow the money. There's something going on behind the scenes that we don't know about. Mm-hmm. I haven't worked for many elected politicians. I've seen that all too much. And secondly, I think a lot of them really are naive, and they want to believe the best of the left.
I don't know why you would. I mean, you'd have to delude yourself, Rachel. There's not any evidence where you can look at the left and say, okay, give me something of value that gives me hope to say, hey, you're right. You know, there's something that you're right on. I don't have that. If anything, in trying to have a conversation with the radical left, I mean, if you don't go along, I mean, they go Geraldo Rivera on you. Next thing you know, you're a punk, and I'm going to kick your butt, you know, or whatever. You know, it's like, wait a minute, that's not conversing. You know, that's not advancing the intellect here whatsoever. But that's what they do. They cancel you. They want to beat you up. They want you invalidated and out of the conversation. End of story.
Well, I have this very close lefty friend who I talk to all day long, so I've kind of gotten to see inside his head. And he can say to me with a straight face about how ethical and moral he is and go on and on and on. And for most of his life, he really is, you know, a very good person. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, he it okays all this crooked, sleazy stuff the left is doing. So what I think is these lefty people are saying out of one side of their mouth to us, yes, we're really good, wonderful people, and we go to church and we don't sin. But at the same time, they're pulling us, and that's where there's the disconnect. People like me and you, we can't live our lives in that two-faced way. We don't understand that, and we think other people are like us, and that's where we're wrong.
Rachel, this is what Jesus debated with the Pharisees. The Pharisees straight up said, hey, you know, we're the righteous one. We're the ones that have the right standing. You know, our father is Abraham. And Jesus says, look, if you really knew the Father, you would know me. I would make sense to you. So, you know, this is kind of the doctrinal divide here. And, you know, I was talking with some people this weekend. I said, the question is, who is your God? This is what it comes down to. Who is your God? And if it is the God of the universe and God Almighty who controls our conscience and our behavior ultimately, who reconciles these differences, we can have a conversation. But when it's good versus evil, this is what you've got. You've got this dichotomy where the good people think the evil people are evil. The evil people think it's the good people are evil. And so, you know, there's no meeting of the minds here. And this is the battle that has been going on from, you know, day one of human history.
Yes, and I think that a lot of these people on the left, their God is not a God at all. My lefty friend is an atheist. And so they think they don't have to play by that rules, and anything that a Christian conservative comes down on, they hate, and they want to undermine that. And I really want to impress on people that these people on the left who are cheating are a lot more nefarious than we think.
And exactly.
The little bit amount of cheating we've caught them doing, I believe it's just the tip of the iceberg. There's a lot more that we haven't caught them.
Well, and look what's happening now, Rachel. I mean, we've got families out there scrambling, driving hundreds of miles looking for baby formula. Meanwhile, the Biden administration is making sure illegal immigrants got plenty of baby formula down at the borders. They cross illegally into our country. How does that make any sense at all?
Right. It's the priorities, because they want the illegal immigrants to come in and vote, reward them. Oh, gosh, the Democrats gave us baby formula, therefore that's the party we need to vote for. I mean, it doesn't take rocket science to figure it out. But they'll never admit it, and they lie to our face, and so many of us are just naive, and we believe them.
But to your point, though, it's evil. That is evil. You're buying votes. You're doing something to hurt the constituency. You're taking their money, redistributing wealth, if you want to put it in those terms, at the expense of the American people. And you're absolutely crushing them. That is absolutely evil. And people need to call it out for what it is so that we can, you know, do something about it and liberate ourselves from it. Because guess what? The midterms coming up, and don't think the Democrats aren't going to find new ways to cheat.
If I could recommend anything to your listeners, I would recommend that they look into those shadowy left-wing nonprofits. And
exactly.
If you want any help, they're the ones who were behind it all these days. And if you want any help, go to Capital Research Center. I'm sure you've interviewed people from them. They are awesome getting to the bottom of these slimy left-wing nonprofits.
Exactly. Well, Rachel Alexander, you're awesome. Thank you, as always, for the insight. She's an attorney, contributor to Town Hall, WND, and Christian Post. She's also a reporter at the Arizona Sun-Times and Star News Network. Thank you, Rachel. Take care.
Thank you, Doug.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, This is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla.